Hey, everybody. We're joined right now by Brendan Johnson. He's one of the big organizers. He's U.S. Attorney for the great state of South Dakota and one of the organizers of the conference that's going on today. U.S. Attorney Johnson, good to have you on News and Views.
Joel, it's a pleasure to be on your program again, buddy.
Let's talk about this, because nobody wakes up in the morning after you get the job you got and puts a lot of their emphasis on human trafficking. How did this, did you know this going into this job, that this was going to be a big role that you're going to play?
No. I mean, that's the honest to goodness truth, Joel. I didn't. I mean, in South Dakota, as of 5 years ago, we'd never seen a sex trafficking case in the history of this state. And now, 4 years later, we're sitting here and we've got three guys that have received life sentence for human trafficking in South Dakota, a few that have received sentences of more than 30 years or more, and it just keeps coming.
Well, and you mentioned in a previous conversation I had with you that one of the places that you really were keeping an eye on last year, and some of that showed through, was Sturgis.
Right.
The world's largest bike rally, and that just completed itself. Do you have any reports in on that already this year?
Well, what I can tell you is this, Joel, and you're the first person I've shared this with, but we, working with the state, the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, we were active out there again in Sturgis this year. And I can't go into details as of right now in terms of what all occurred. I can just confirm that there was an operation, and there will be more to come on that in the next couple of days.
I think that's good to hear for all of us that love going to Sturgis and
right?
really love what Sturgis is, which is an opportunity to get out and take part of the beautiful Black Hills. But good to hear. I do want to bring this up, because in the readings that I've seen and the focus that you're putting on, there seems to be an education effort here to make sure people of the upper Midwest know this isn't some foreign problem. This isn't some kids that aren't our very own kids, that this is happening to our very own here.
Right. And, you know, I think sometimes people think of this human trafficking, and they're imagining that these victims are coming from Bangkok and they're imported from sweatshops or brothels into the Dakotas. That's not what's happening. What's happening is these are our own kids. They are the most vulnerable in our community, though, Joel. They're the ones that are most likely to fall through the cracks. We're talking about teenagers, adolescents that have drug and alcohol addiction problems, and they are literally preyed upon by these predators in our community. And the lesson is this, I think, Joel, if we don't take care of these people in our community, there's somebody else that will, and will make them a victim of crime.
So the conference itself, I mean, obviously you've got a pretty aggressive agenda here, and you have some people coming to the conference. Speak to that for the general public who might want to learn from this conference. What's going to be available to them here?
Right. Well, so a few of the things we're going to focus on. We're going to talk about the Bakken oil fields, and we're going to talk about violence against women in the Bakken oil fields. We're going to be talking about Indian country, and you and I have had this conversation many times, Joel, but one out of three Native American women are going to be sexually assaulted in their lifetime, and that's a problem for us here in the Dakotas. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about these guys that troll the internet looking for our kids. Because the fact of the matter is, we've got right now in South Dakota, I know several different child pornography cases going on right now, where folks are reaching out to children, pretending to be other kids sometimes, and trading photos of young children around on the internet. And we're also, as you indicate, we're bringing in some heavy hitters in terms of speakers. We've got Elizabeth Smart. We've got Penn State victim number one. We've got the head of policy for Facebook, the deputy director of the Civil Rights Division at DOJ. So we also want to bring some national attention and some national strategies to what we're trying to do here in South Dakota. And I think, Joel, this is going to be one of, if not the largest conference of its type in the United States this year.
So who are you targeting to come? Is it law enforcement? Is it social workers? Is it parents? I mean, who do you want to see come through that door and give you their $10 and listen?
Yes, we want all of them. So here's the deal. So on Tuesday, the Tuesday conference is really geared. We've got one meeting going on that's for medical professionals and counselors. And then we've got another one that's for truck stations, general managers, employees at truck stops, or truckers against trafficking. So both of those working groups are going on Tuesday. On Wednesday and Thursday, it's open to the public, and there's no cost. You do need to register, but there's no cost Wednesday and Thursday, and it's really open to the public. So part of this is working with folks who are on the front lines. Part of it is working with our communities, because as you and I have talked about, Joel, you know, prosecutors have an important role to play in this. Senators have an important role to play, but the most important job is by the parents in our community and letting them know what's out there so they can do a better job with their kids.
Well, we're both parents, and right. I was looking at a list of questions here that you're trying to train in, get help with doctors, nurses, the healthcare system, like you said, people that might run the truck stop, everything, you know, just ask some general questions, you know, can you leave the situation you're in? Has your identity been taken from you? Just give them that opportunity to open up and advocate for help. I think, Brendan, that everybody thinks that you've got parents out there just doing everything they can to find these kids. And the sad part is that isn't always the case.
You know, so that's so true. And that, I think that's been the biggest eye opener for me as U.S. Attorney, Joel, is just seeing how these kids sometimes disappear for weeks before mom and dad contact the police and start looking for them. And, you know, by that point, they've been victimized repeatedly. So you're right.
You have been such an advocate for Native American teens, for young women on the reservation. Are we going to do anything there? Are we going to accomplish anything there?
You know, yes. I mean, I think that we have seen a lot of progress on some of the reservations over the last 4 years, and it's tough to keep it in perspective because the fact of the matter is there's such a daggone long ways to go. But, you know, I look at, for example, the reservation that North Dakota and South Dakota share, both of them, Sisseton and Standing Rock. Those reservations are actually doing a heck of a lot better than they were a few years ago. And in part, that's because their community stood up. And their communities have made better court systems and have really, you know, taken the lead. Because the fact is, what we know is making tribal communities safer, I mean, the feds, we can help. We should help. That's our responsibility. But the best ideas and the best leadership are going to come from the tribes themselves. And some of those tribes have done a heck of a job over the last 4 years taking the lead on that.
I just drove through. Okay, I stopped in Grassy Butte and picked up some gas. And I got a chance to visit with a lot of great people there at the truck stop. Then I stopped in Mobridge and had lunch. And, you know, towns with big Native American communities. And what I noticed was exactly what my sister Melanie, who works in social work, tells me, which is, Joel, when you go there, watch how big of a role that grandmother plays, that elderly female, and watch how respected she is. And are you using that as a network to connect?
Well, yeah, because that's exactly right. And, you know, it was actually my mother that pointed that out to me, Joel, a while back, is, you know, when you look at not only who's taking care of the family, but also who a lot of the best entrepreneurs are right now in Indian country, a lot of them are females. And frankly, sometimes it's what we see is a lot of the men who are messing around in tribal politics and not getting a lot done, where the females are really the leaders in the community, not only family, but as business entrepreneurs. So yeah, that's been a big focus of ours is working with a lot of those women leaders who are making a difference day in, day out.
Well, I know this, nothing's going to get done if you ignore it. And so just, you know, hats off to you and hats off to Tim Purdon, U.S. Attorney from North Dakota, for doing what you two are attempting to do here. I want to get the details out for the listeners who are listening right now through Kello, through KFGO, through the News and Views Radio Network. I want them to know if they can or want to be part of this, how they can be.
Right. So you can go and you can register. Go to the South Dakota U.S. Attorney's website. There's a link there that you can follow, or go to Avera McKinnon, avera.org/conferences, and you can register for the conference. Wednesday and Thursday are open to the public, and that's at the Washington Pavilion. And there is no charge. We do ask that you register, but there's no charge for the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls Wednesday and Thursday. And we hope to get good representation not only from South Dakota, but also from our neighbors to the north in North Dakota.
You bet. U.S. Attorney Brendan Johnson, thank you. In fact, I'm going to hold you to this while I've got you on air publicly right now. I'd love a debrief of how this went when it all gets done, okay?
Let's do it, buddy. I love talking to you, Joel.
All right. Brendan Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, U.S. Attorney for the great state of South Dakota.